Be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. Jesus' disciples are now on the road with him. Jesus is on the way to Jerusalem for the showdown with forces of evil, ultimately to the cross. And I can imagine the scene of a crowd of people following behind Jesus down some very dusty roads. As they follow, some are close to Jesus, so they can hear every word he says. Others are following at a distance, just happy to be part of the crowd. Some helping those who have stumbled to get back on their feet again, while others are calling to those who have wandered off the path. Some aren't really part of the crowd at all, but they're curious enough to go along for a while and listen to what Jesus has to say. Some may choose to stay with him, and others may go away. I imagine that this crowd is a bit like a church, one crowd of people following behind Jesus. The problem with that is that we need to not only follow Jesus, but to go out into the community and to the world and to share his message. As they journey, we see that Jesus has anointed 72 to go ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he intended to go. They were to go to prepare the villages for Jesus' arrival. They were to heal the sick and tell them of the kingdom of God is near. And it's important that they went in pairs as they're told to find community and to build community. Verse 7, Jesus said, "Don't move around from home to home. Stay in one place, eating and drinking what they provide. Don't hesitate to accept hospitality, because those who work deserve their pay." Jesus is wanting people to fellowship together, declare and then share his love, his message of love, peace and grace. As we share food and life together with all ages, we build community. As we open our hearts, telling things how they are, we become vulnerable. And this helps us as we share our experience of God's love, peace, working in our lives at all times, in the good and the bad times. As we live our life authentically, we show our faith in both word and action as we share our stories. We all have a story to share, a story of our journey. It's a story that tells who and what we are. Everyone has a different story as we arrive in different ways, but we do have one thing in common, and that is a love of God and a story of our faith and how God works in our lives. Jesus told them in verse 5 that the harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into the field. Now go, remember that I am sending you out as lambs among wolves. Jesus is telling them to go quickly and that it will be hard, but not to get discouraged, give up, or get distracted. As we follow God's lead, we don't go alone. And on one hand, we can feel totally inadequate to communicate the great depth and mystery of our faith to other people. God is more than we can think and imagine. And yet God has called us to be messengers of God's word and good news to the world. We, like Jeremiah, can be filled with trepidation at the task. And no matter how old we are, we can feel too immature in our faith, ourselves, to adequately meet that task. Like Jeremiah, we might find ourselves saying, "A sovereign God, I said, I can't speak for you, I am too young." But we don't need particular skills, university degrees, or training to be able to love people, to show others a welcome, and to show the compassion God shows us. We can all talk about our experiences and how our faith brings healing and hope into our lives. It doesn't take any great gift to recognise that people are experiencing something wrong in their lives, and what they need is a loving neighbour or friend. Maybe it's to take them shopping, share a cup of tea, baking when someone's sick. Actions that we might see as small, but they can have a huge impact on others as we show care and respect. A few years ago, I was waiting to see a family in a neonatal unit, and I smiled and said hello to the young man next to me. That smile set off a fascinating conversation about his past, his present, my job, our life in general, and it ended with a prayer for a very premature daughter and his partner. As we reach out to others, one of the excellent tools that we have available is the Alpha Course, and it provides us with the opportunity to pray for people we know and to think about and that think that would enjoy the hospitality and the teaching that it offers. The Alpha Course is a course which seeks to introduce the basics of the Christian faith through a series of talks and discussions. It's a course that provides an opportunity to explore the meaning of life and to ask questions in a safe, caring environment. It is a course that has transformed lives around the world over the years. The 72 were told to go, not only to go quickly, but with urgency, and that it would be challenging, and they were told to take nothing. As they could have been going into a hostile environment, they weren't to be weighed down with extra baggage. They weren't to waste time collecting resources, things that could have become a hindrance. And that's a wonder if that is a message for us all, to ensure that we don't get caught into the trap of thinking we need material possessions before we can go and do anything. Because what we need is love. It is a love that lifts others' burdens as we serve with compassion, action, truth, assisting one another without judgment who is worthy and who is not. Paul describes the radical mutuality of living such a life by encouraging the hearers not to grow tired. And Paul reminds us that it is indeed a hard way to live. Such a life needs graciousness, perseverance, and a constant cheerful sharing of love. Such a life requires the Spirit's presence surrounding and infusing everything we do. Jesus' vision for the kingdom, God's kingdom, was for peace. He didn't want to fight violence with violence because he knew God had abundant grace, astonishing power, and healing love. In verse 5, Jesus gives the instruction to the 72 to say, "Peace be with this house," as they enter. And although it was a common greeting, it isn't just a formality. Members of the household would expect to be blessed by this peace, which meant whole healing, wholeness, and well-being, if they accepted the messenger and the message. If they didn't, then the blessing would remain on the messenger who brought the greeting. The message would not be accepted by all, but the message is about God and God's purpose, not the ones delivering it. And it says we build trust with people that we can bring peace and comfort to them. Showing my age here, and I'm not going to sing it, you'll be pleased to know, I would just like to quote from the Hollies, 1970. Yeah. "He ain't heavy, he's my brother. The road is long with many a winding turns that leads us to who knows where, who knows where. But I am strong, strong enough to carry him. He ain't heavy, he's my brother. and the load doesn't weigh me down. He ain't heavy, he's my brother. I didn't sing it. Are you going to do it now or later?
What's that?
It doesn't matter.
Song?
No. I always liked this song as it reminded... As it, sorry? Oh, I've always liked the song as it reminds me that helping others doesn't weigh me down. As I carry someone, they carry me. As we look around, we can embrace our common story and lean on one another and live as a new creation, knowing that this is a big mission, a mission that requires us to take action, to reach out, support, care, nurture, and pray for our community and the world. As the prayer we say to the newly baptized tells us, we share what we ourselves have received, a delight in prayer, a love for the word of God, a desire to follow the way of Christ, and food for the journey. So as I summarise, it is not just the 12 or the 72 who are sent out on the mission. It's going to take us all, the whole big crowd, following behind Jesus, and this is how we can do it. We will have to pray for extra help. Understand it won't be an easy mission, but it's urgent. We don't need to wait until we think we have all the answers. We just have to get on and go, walking beside people, sharing the gospel in words and actions. And finally, we remember not to give up, remembering that God is with us at all times. We hold the Christ light for each other as we are all travellers on the same road. We serve each other as pilgrims on a common journey of life. We are community because of our oneness in the Spirit, a family of faith. When we love one another, the world will know that we are disciples of Christ. We will show conditional love to everyone when we begin a process of transformation, empowerment, and healing in their lives, as well as our own. Doesn't matter how successful we think we were, what matters is how faithful we were. And we did, as Jesus said, go and do. Because if we do that, I do believe that one day we will hear the well done, good and faithful servant. And finally, I'd just like us all to think of our mission in this community, of the vision statement of Karori Anglican Churches, and that is to be a faithful Christian whānau, restoring wholeness and hope, as we serve and strengthen our community of Karori and Makara, and to be a church that embraces God's word and spirit, practices generous hospitality, and partners with our community to live out our faith. Our mission is to go and to love and to serve others always.